What is up, you guys, and welcome to the Chosen League podcast, where fire sports content is the name of the game. I'm your host, Devin, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about Lonzo Ball. But my question to you guys before we start this off, before we get into this discussion topic, is Lonzo Ball's career over? No, not by a long shot. He still has a long way to go. So looking at Lonzo Ball in the 2021-22 season, he averaged 13 points, 5.4 rebounds, 5.1 assists, and he shot 42.3% from the field. So the only two injuries Lonzo Ball has ever dealt with in his career was, number one, his ankle, and two, his knee. His ankle, when he was with the Lakers, team drafted him second overall pick. But the thing about Lonzo Ball is his ability to make other players better. He controls the pace. He controls the tempo. He can really score if he wanted to. Look at the things he had to battle with, not only with injuries, but battling with, you know, the living up to the hype and, you know, working on his shot, having to change his shot to become a better shooter. He's done that. And there are players in this league who have bounced back and made comebacks from major knee injuries. And I'm going to go in detail with that. So here we go. Number one, we have Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin had a broken kneecap during his rookie season. And he injured his kneecap during the preseason. And he was only out for 3 to 6 weeks and returned during the 2016-17 season. Number two, we have Jabari Parker, who had an ACL tear during his rookie season, which made him miss out his whole rookie season. So he was out for 1 year. And a few years later, he made the All-Star team. Last but not least, Chef Curry. We got Stephen Curry. Yeah, Chef Curry, because he's always cooking every time he steps on that court. He's always cooking. Basically, with Stephen Curry, he slipped on a wet pouch and tweaked his knee, which was a grade one sprain. And then a couple of weeks later, he's in the finals. He brings his team to the finals to repeat as champions against LeBron James and the Cavaliers. And sadly, they fell short to LeBron and the Cavaliers. So basically, what I'm telling you guys is, look at all these injuries that have occurred with these three players that I just mentioned. Major injuries. Blake Griffin, not so much major, but still, he was out for that long time, but he ended up coming back, bouncing back. Now, with Lonzo, he's happened to have three knee surgeries, plus that's going to, additional time is being added, including rehab. Additional 6 months, including rehab, has been added. So, the thing about Lonzo Ball, like I said, his passion for the game has always been there. It shows. He's very intelligent. He has that IQ. He can read. He knows where the ball is supposed to be. He knows where his teammate's supposed to be when he passes him the ball. He can speed up tempo. He can slow down tempo. He's played very well with Alex Caruso. You know, he played with Alex Caruso in L.A. Played with Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram. You know, Josh Hart. Now he played with DeMar DeRozan for the first time. And then, you know, Nikolai Vucevic. I can go on and on naming players, but Lonzo Ball isn't done yet. And, you know, dealing with these surgeries, I really don't think it's over for him. I don't believe his career is over yet. I believe he still has more left in the tank, and he will overcome this knee injury. Lonzo, I mean, every NBA player has battled through some injuries. Others never were able to bounce back from. So yes, it can be scary because he's having his third surgery, and it's like, wow, you probably thought that, okay, but a third surgery, that's concerning. It is concerning, But at the same time, you can sit back and think, like, is it over? It kind of goes back to players like Derrick Rose. We know Derrick Rose had the biggest injury of his career that after that injury, Derrick Rose was never the same. He wasn't the same Derrick Rose who won an MVP, who was a young MVP, you know, a hometown hero with the Chicago Bulls, you know, being from Inglewood. You know, it concerns you because it's like, is the same going to happen for Lonzo Ball with these knee injuries, having three surgeries, additional time for rehab and also sitting out? I don't believe that. And, you know, he's going to take his time and make sure he's right. So looking at this, even though he's having a third surgery, yeah, it's concerning because three knee surgeries. But when you look at it, he's going to have more time to rehab. He's going to have time to do what he needs to do. And I believe he's going to return next season. He's going to return next season. If not the beginning, possibly the middle of the season. Lonzo Ball is the comeback kid. He will bounce back. He will do everything necessary to get back on the court. I feel like Lonzo Ball, during that season with Chicago Bulls, I feel like Lonzo Ball, we really got to see what Lonzo Ball is really about. Lonzo Ball was balling with the Chicago Bulls. Did you see how many shots he took? In the beginning, he didn't really take that many shots. He wasn't really, you know, shooting the ball like that. But now he's at the wing. He's at the top of the key. He's in the corner. You know, even at the time when he played against the Lakers, he came back and played against the Lakers. And as a Chicago Bull, he was knocking down multiple three-point shots. He attacks the paint more often. He's just beasting and feasting. He's being a dominant in the paint. He's being dominant when he's ready. When the team needs him to be dominant and needs him to be the alpha dog and lead the team, he does that. Lonzo Ball has leadership qualities. So I'm not going to look at this as a negative. Lonzo Ball fans, Chicago Bulls fans, fans of Lonzo, keep your head up. I honestly, wholeheartedly, I believe that Lonzo Ball isn't done yet. This isn't the end of his career. He's going to show everyone when he returns why he is who he is. That is all for today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to stay notified, share, and leave a review. I'm Devin, and I'm signing off.